Welcome to Quiver the Green Arrow podcast for the 14th episode of the second season, Time of Death. I am one of your co-hosts, Amanda Konkin.
And I am your other co-host, Michael Cohen. This is actually the 14th episode.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're not confused.
I think last week I said, 12 or something?
Yeah, well, a few weeks ago. Right. We said 12, but what we meant was 13.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know.
It's because I was gone for a week and just threw everything off.
Yeah.
And then
it's the 12th episode. And we were just, I don't know. I was just convinced.
I just believed you.
Yeah.
We were both sure it was the 12th episode. Sure.
So.
But it's okay. This is actually the 14th episode. Not very many left before the end. I guess like half left. 10 left. Less than 10. Less than 10 episodes
eight.
Left. Yeah, let's do some math here on the fly.
Yes.
8 episodes left.
8 episodes.
Which is not a lot. I think I looked on IMDb. I think we have this week and next week. And then I think we actually have one more week. We have like a week off. And
so
then we start again.
The season finale airs on May 14th, mm-hmm. which means that, yes, there will be some weeks off because there are not 8 weeks between now and May 14th.
Yeah.
There's about 10 weeks between now and then. So
we have a couple days where we get off and then we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
That's exciting. And we're gonna go through this relatively fast. Today Michael just got back from Disneyland.
Yeah.
Hired delayed flights.
Yeah.
And
I didn't just get back. I got back last night.
That's true, fine.
This morning, I guess, technically.
You feel more important if you're like, I just got back from Disneyland, now I'm podcasting, because that's my job.
I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
Wow, that was so upsetting.
Yeah.
Let's read some email, Mike.
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
I do, sure. It's one of our season one listeners, Ramona Lee, wrote us an email. I've missed reading emails from Ramona, so thanks for writing in, Ramona. This one is called, the subject line, wait until after the episode, !, which is great. And she says, hi, Mike and Amanda. This episode was amazing. Felicity was adorable. From the wanting to join in to the scar story, and I got my shirtless diggle scene, to getting shot and being loopy on Not Advil. I also loved Ollie telling Laurel off. It was exactly what everyone has been saying for the entire season, and I'm happy that she's... Then there's a blank space here because this email didn't print properly. And I don't know what the rest of it says. But then at the end it says, I was not expecting Slade. I don't know what's in the middle there, Ramona. I'm sure.
Yeah, let me take a look.
I'm sure it was really useful.
See if I can decipher it.
Can you decipher it? I think that she's something's happening.
I don't know. I think Ramona forgot to finish a sentence.
Sure, let's blame Ramona and not the printer.
No. Well, it looks everything else like it doesn't. There's no streaks or anything. It's not. It doesn't look like the printer.
Maybe she was supposed to say, "And I'm happy she is." I guess, but it just maybe.
Oh, maybe it like auto-corrected. Yeah.
And I'm happy that she's. I don't know. Anyways. I'm going to extrapolate that I think she's saying that I'm happy that she's finally listening to what other people have been saying or something. Because I think that that's what it was. That scene between Ollie and Laurel was one of my favorites, I think, this full season. Or at least a scene that Laurel's been in. I think it was really useful. Also, Slade. Awesome! And, you know, shirtless Diggle. That was great. There was a lot of great Diggle Felicity
stuff.
Yeah, Dig
got to do some stuff in this episode,
good.
Which is nice. He's been
sidelined.
He's been sidelined for a lot of it. Although, we know now, just a little bit of news, if you've been following on the website, you know that the Suicide Squad stuff is coming up, that storyline's coming up, and Diggle is a very big part of that, so, part of the Suicide Squad, so...
I'm excited by all the people that are coming in for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, totally.
Some amazing new characters, and I'm really stoked, oh man, what is his real name? But Simon from, Serenity and Firefly is the guy that was on a while ago that was back and I was
Deadshot.
Like, I like him. No, not Deadshot. What did he do? I forget what he was as a villain. It wasn't Deadshot, though.
Shrapnel?
Shrapnel. Yeah. So I'm excited that he's coming back because I liked him. And I was like, that's a really invested kind of person to have in that role. Why are you doing a one-off?
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, that's why you're doing a one-off because you're part of the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Yay!
So Diggle's going to get some time to shine, but... well, there was an interesting moment in this episode that I got really excited about.
Yeah, you did.
That had not occurred to me. I don't know why. There's only so many characters on the show.
Yeah.
And there's certainly only so many that you can pair up. But we'll get to it when we get to that in the episode. We'll talk about it. But yeah, there was a lot packed into this episode. It was a really good one to come back from a hiatus.
And I think they've started to now try to integrate Diggle a little bit more. Yeah. I think Diggle had always been that side outside character. Yeah. That was always like a little bit, he had his own storylines and his own stuff with the army and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And so I think now they're slowly bringing him back in a little bit more integrated. So let's see where that goes. Interesting. We'll talk about it when it comes up on screen.
Yeah, for sure.
So thanks, Ramona. That was awesome.
And we've also got an email from Steven Rysted. He says, "Hey, hello, Arrowheads. This is my first time writing in. I have loved listening to the podcast and hope you guys keep up the great work. First off, wow. I loved all the personal moments in this episode. Detective Lance apologizing to Ollie was awesome. I can see him finding out his identity in the near future. Sarah and the pilot gave a lot of insight into her and Sin's relationship. Figured it was her as soon as he mentioned a daughter. Felicity was great, like always. Diggle was the big brother. And best for last was Oliver and Laurel. Thank goodness this finally happened. I was happy she finally got that wake-up call." And then he's got a prediction. This is a solid prediction, too. "I bet Theo was kidnapped by Slade before he met with Moira. So thank you for being awesome and stay sharp, Arrowheads." That's from Steven Rysted. That prediction
makes
100% solid.
Because it makes so much sense.
The text came in, come home 911, right?
Because you're like, Slade, that's so bizarre. And I had forgotten about Slade. The show always does this to me, where I'm like, maybe it'll be a Merlin thing. Nope, it's a Slade thing. And so...
It was interesting, like, when he got there and it was like, I have a meeting right now. I was like, that's a... That's kind of weird, but and then the second that you heard his voice, you're like, "Oh no!" Yeah, and that was an awesome way to end an episode. Good. So
you mentioned something that I was like, "Oh, I want to talk about that." It was
Sin's relationship.
The first thing I think something that he said.
Oh, Detective Lance apologizing to Ollie?
Maybe. Oh, yeah! The idea that Detective Lance eventually will find out?
Yeah.
This is my thing. If he doesn't already know, I'm gonna be mad. Like, I don't know, like, and I mean, we talked about this a little bit while the episode was airing, but, like, I feel like he's just gonna whip it out one day where he's just like, "Why aren't you in your quiver gear?" Or whatever it is that he... Wait, his arrow gear. This is quiver. Or something. Or, like you were saying, you had a really good theory about why he might not know.
Well, I just think that since season one and since the events of that one episode that kind of put the whole Oliver Queen is the vigilante thing to rest with him, where they did the thing where Diggle was in the outfit.
And yeah, they, so it, you like, know,
you can't be in two
wrong,
places
yeah.
at once. That was the first sort of mark against Detective Lance.
Yeah, I guess so.
That I think, like, amongst other things, led to him being bumped down to officer
again, right? Yeah.
So, I think for him, it's just, he's not letting himself go there.
Right.
Because it's a dangerous path for him to go down. Because it was obsessive, right?
Yeah,
like,
that's
true.
In
the first half of the first season, he was very, like, driven and determined. But he was also very alone, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
since then, him and Laurel have patched up their relationship. Sarah's back.
Yeah.
As we saw in this episode, he was hoping to patch up his relationship with his ex-wife.
So things are changing.
So I think, like, for Detective Lance, like, it's he fills the void with work. So now, after the events of this episode, who knows? Maybe he'll sort of have, like, a renewed sort of... But I don't think that it'll be to go after the arrow. I think that he's now... Like, they're on these terms where it's like he's an ally and that's all he needs to know.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't matter who he is. And maybe it is Oliver Queen. And if it is, then it is. If it's not, then... Yeah. Right? Like, and I don't think that it's going to be a big deal when it's revealed. But here's my prediction. And I hate to say it, but I don't know that Detective Lance is going to make it out of this season. Like, somebody's got to go. Right? Somebody's got to go.
I love Detective Lance.
and I think that they've sort of put Detective Lance in a good position to be the sacrificial lamb.
Well, now they've also put Sin in a good position to be the sacrificial lamb.
They have. But we don't have as much of a connection to Sin, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? So I think that they've kind of put him there. It's either him or Laurel.
Because they're redeeming Laurel now. They're not going to kill somebody that is in a bad place, but they would kill somebody that they're like, the audience is going to start to like her again.
Yeah.
Let's kill her.
So I really feel like it's one of the two of them that we're going to end up saying goodbye to this season. And I could very, very easily see it being like as he's dying, Oliver sort of reveals his identity, and he'll say something along the lines of, yeah, I knew it all along.
I'm going to rebel against that theory as hard as I can.
It would be a great scene, but I don't want it to happen, because we want Detective Lance to be around forever. We want him to be like the Commissioner Gordon. Right?
Yeah, like, that would be awesome.
For him to rise in the ranks or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, I definitely think that Slade has Thea.
Yeah. That's a really good prediction. I believe that is why.
And if that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised if Malcolm shows up.
Ooh.
And if we get some bad guy versus bad guy action going on. If, like,
why don't we try to record next week's podcast without having seen the episode? I feel like we can do it in this moment. We're like, wasn't that a great twist? Okay. It's totally true. We are jumping ahead of ourselves, but in a good way, because I think we're like, yes, we know where it's going.
Okay, so let's stop jumping ahead of ourselves then and jump into the actual episode.
With the clocking.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
I don't have it queued up properly. No.
It's all good, but we're gonna... There was a lot of interesting commercials in this week's episode. I think we were talking about how the CW tries to do its cross-marketing. I feel like the cross-marketing wasn't working very well this week, but...
No.
Maybe. I don't know, I'm just not interested in watching Heart of Dixie.
You said that you might want to watch Starcross.
I don't know. I feel like, anyways, let's watch Arrow now.
So we've started. We got the previously on.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about Starcross really quick.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I love Matt Lanter. He was Anakin Skywalker on the Clone Wars, and he did a better job than Hayden Christensen. He really redeemed that character from a performance standpoint.
Cool.
He was the shining light on 90210, and the only reason that I ever watched it, or not the only reason that I ever watched it, because he wasn't on the first season.
One of the reasons.
But he was the reason that I continued to watch it.
Right, yeah.
So it really hurts me to see him in a show that I just cannot get behind.
Right.
I hope it dies a quick death so that he can move on to something else. But other people might be interested in Starcraft, particularly in our audience. I mean, it might be their cup of tea.
I might watch it. I just feel like, I mean, anything that's based on Shakespeare, I feel like I have to give it a shot of some kind. Where I'm like,
based on Shakespeare, they used a word and the core concept. Yep. Yeah, that is like it's tired.
I don't know. It is. It is tired in many ways. By the way, this guy who's the like guy breaking in or whatever, the main guy. What is he from? Because he looks really familiar for some reason, and I just can't
figure it out.
I'm like, I can't really figure out what he's from, but he's got that sort of, like, generic bad guy thing going on.
You know what? He looks a lot like one of the heroes from Pacific Rim, but that's probably not what you're thinking. Did you see Pacific Rim?
I didn't wind up watching it, no. But it's now come on to my, like, I can order it on my movies, so I'm like, maybe I should watch Pacific Rim. I know I didn't see it in theaters. I know I'm the
worst. How big's your TV?
It's not as big as your TV.
Yeah, you should. If you're going to watch Pacific Rim,
it has to be on a really big TV.
Watch it here.
I feel like if there's something I have to watch on a big TV. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Transformers was still interesting. No, I saw that in theaters too. Okay. Fine, maybe.
Don't compare Pacific Rim to Transformers.
But in terms of
you're
like.
You're hurting my feelings.
In terms of like. I was fascinated by the like. Transformations of those big giant machiney things. That's the thing. Transformers, don't worry, I won't actually compare that to Pacific Rim. But in terms of like the big machine aspect of it, I almost cried when I saw how beautiful they did that. Like they did like the optic work really awesome. So that's cool. Sorry, let's just talk over clocking because it's kind of boring. But
his whole thing is timing.
Yeah.
That's all you need to say for this sequence.
It's good.
And right up until this point, everything's been working like clockwork.
Yeah.
But now this guy's he's not willing to trust him.
Yeah.
And it gets them into a little bit of hot water. Yeah. So he ends up killing the security guard.
Yeah.
And, which is a real problem because now security is,
I don't understand though why they didn't just go past the dead security guard. Like, why turn around and then go backwards and Anyways.
Yeah.
It just seems like it just got much more complicated. Where is this building? Is this at UBC? It looks like it's got like glass towers and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where this is. I couldn't clock a lot of the locations this week. So it was, don't shoot at Lance. I will be mad at you if something happens to him.
Oh, if someone kills him, it's gonna be Slade.
It's gonna be epic. It better be epic.
Delta Charlie 52. Oh, DC 52.
Ooh, good job. That's awesome. What is this protest about, by the way? I want to know what the signs. I can't really read the signs. Something about no harm to something. Weapons can kill something. I don't know what it is.
I think it's probably got something to do with blood.
I don't know. Right? Oh,
like,
yeah,
if you looked at it, it probably
has. Yeah, look at the red, white, and blue. Ooh, interesting. Something about a weapon. But that was good timing. Very exciting.
So, yeah, so this guy's hitting in the protest. Yeah.
This is cool. This opening shot with...
Yeah, the overhead one.
Yeah, the overhead shot. Oh, so good with Diggle and
look at all those muscles. All three of them. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
They're so good. The thing is, I'm like, what did they expect to happen? They're playing with sticks. Obviously, one of them is going to get hit. And they're like, oh, no! Katie Lutz. What's her actual name?
Katie Lutz.
I know, no, the character name.
Sarah?
Sarah, there we go.
What's her actual name?
Anyways.
You need to watch the Idea Channel, the most recent episode about what is fiction.
Oh, okay. Because
I think that it applies to the way that your brain works.
Awesome. I like this sort of them talking about their scars. It's sort of a nice... I know there's a lot of cute things in this episode. It was interesting. And this... She's so cute. I have a scar in my mouth. Three stitches. Like, what does she say? Oh, you're still cute. Oh, that's what, I didn't know what exactly she said. So Sarah being somewhat, I don't know, she's being really genuine. This is
I don't think that she meant it to be like a condescending.
No, she didn't.
Like
she just was
like, she meant it seriously.
You're
like,
still cute. Yeah, yeah, don't worry about the scars or something.
Yeah.
It's hard to hate
Felicity.
Sarah.
Yeah, took it the wrong way, right?
It's really... Sarah's not set up to be a character that you can dislike, which is interesting.
Yeah.
So even in this capacity... Because she is somewhat threatening to Felicity's being, but not in, like, a really overly dangerous way.
I love that rather than have it be... Again, like they always do on this show. Rather than it being, like, a CW, like, let's drag this out and make it a big dramatic thing, the two of them have a little bit of a conversation. I mean, like... Felicity kind of walks away from it, but Sarah meets it head on.
Yeah.
She doesn't do the typical like high school drama thing of like, oh, if you've got a problem with me, then we have a problem.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She just goes like, hey, are we cool? Like, are we okay? Right?
Yeah.
And then Diggle gets in and says, you know, you're valued and we care about you. Yeah. And then Oliver at the end also says, you know, like cool. It reassures her. So.
Yeah. This is cool. So we've talked sort of over the idea that the island is a thing this week, but the island isn't a big thing. It's only for Sarah's storyline, which is really interesting.
It's really just for that connection to Sin.
Yeah, just for the connection to Sin, which is interesting, because that sort of seems like it's leading up to something or is going to pay off for something.
So a plane just crashed.
Yeah,
so
that's what that was.
Yeah.
And now we're back at Clock King and the two goons.
Yeah,
or the one goon and the one shadow that doesn't say anything and just stands there. But...
Well, one's got delusions of grandeur. He thinks he's the head thug,
right,
but he's
really
just
not
a thug.
Yeah. That's true.
Clock King, such a great reinvention of the character. And I haven't read anything, because he may have shown up in New 52, and maybe this is a little bit of a spin on that. I don't know. But from what I know of Clock King... from Batman Brave and the Bold and like some of the Silver Age comics and that sort of thing, he's much more of a like a Batman, like an Adam West Batman villain. Of like, you know, he's gonna rob banks just like every other supervillain. He just has his little shtick of, you know, clock puns and stuff.
So you can sort of get this, the coughing, they're doing an okay job where you're kind of like, he's
they're
dying
up,
there's something wrong with him in some way. I like how he timed that kill too by the spin thing. And so we have the Lances coming for a party, which is kind of interesting, at the Queen's house. And I love that Dinah's still there.
And I think that they're pretending in this scene, like they're like Oliver and Sarah have to pretend in that moment that they haven't seen each
right,
other.
Right, right, yeah. Because oh, and this is funny. This the idea was seen.
Yeah, this was good.
It was good that we don't know each other, and I don't know why they had to do that. I guess like why did she want to say that she didn't know her? They didn't really clarify that, right? Is it just that it?
Well, because she just got back, and Sin know her, right? Because okay. Sin's been hanging out with these two.
Oh, and the black. Oh, right, and the black canary. So that would be like a. Gotcha. Right. Oh, I guess we didn't really know if she knew that Sarah was the black canary before, did we?
Sin?
Yeah.
Yeah, she knew.
Did she?
She knew. Okay. Yeah. Because they were hanging out in the watchtower.
Oh, I thought they were hanging out when she was black canary though. Were they hanging out with her as Sarah as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I guess when that was before she came back the second time, I guess.
When they first introduced Sin's character.
Yeah. Cool.
This is such a great scene. This was really unexpected. Because I feel
Lance
like...
and Ollie. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like things that were more or less resolved with these two. But just to have this nice moment. Because if anything, like... there, I feel like we were good with Detective Lance and Ollie... but this scene is important in this episode to see where Detective Lance is right now. Because more than them just being okay with each other, he feels like he needs to get this off of his chest because he's trying to be a better person.
Yeah,
right?
Which is awesome.
He's working towards something. Yeah. So.
And that was the thing too that I think I took a lot for granted because he had reconciled with the arrow and not, and so like I took a lot of that to heart where I'm like, oh, that must mean things are okay with Ollie as well, without realizing the like distance between those two characters. So, this is weird. I don't know why he didn't think his mom would show up to a party in her own house as well, but.
Well, I think we're just revisiting the tension
there. Yeah. And I love this, that Thea's right on top of it and really gets things. Thea became such a more interesting character this season. I just, like, in so many ways.
Yeah.
In just, like, being really on top of things and not dealing with things. This is a cool, interesting transition in how they're using this scene, too. How people are coming in and out. I kind of like that.
We're kind of all over the place, and it's going from one person to the next.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love this, though. I love, I miss that. I miss that little moment.
The beat between the two of them? Yeah, between Dinah and the detective. They were holding hands or whatever. It was kind of cute. That's what he was talking about with the...
Yeah.
I saw it and I was kind of like, this is a little awkward. Have they dealt with this? And then they dealt with it later, which is good. It's awesome. I just find it so weird. I just can't... I know that actors do multiple things and they should be, like, recognized for the multiple things that they do. But I have a really hard time with her. Because I'm like, no. Go back to England and be in love with the doctor.
Yeah, he's not the doctor anymore.
I know. Whatever.
He doesn't want Capaldi's doctor to have anything to do with River Song.
Isn't it Capaldi?
I think it's Capaldi.
Oh. I've been saying it wrong.
Who's the Doctor Who fan here? Jeez.
I know. Anyways.
I love this that he shows up to the scene of the crime and they're already there and she's like, how'd you get here? Yeah. Or do you guys just hang out at murder scenes?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, I like that she talked to that she, like, lost him. Or I like they say, oh, so Cord. So this idea, we sort of talked over this, the idea that Cord Industries is part of this, which is really cool.
Big part of
so
it.
So what is that, Blue Beetle and...
Yeah, Blue Beetle, Booster Gold to a certain degree. In as much as Blue Beetle is kind of... Booster and Blue Beetle go together.
You could just watch that one episode of Smallville if you want. If you're trying... Because it sort of stands on its own.
Yes.
The Booster Gold episode of Smallville...
You totally can.
...is totally something that if you're interested in, you're like, who's this Cord Industries thing?
Yeah.
Go watch the Booster Gold episode of Smallville because...
Although that's not Ted Cord in that one. It's, maybe Ted Cord is in it, but the Blue Beetle that's in that is Jaime Reyes.
Yeah, it becomes like a different... So, I mean, more or less.
Got commercial break.
But, it's good. Also, kudos to all those people that are watching Smallville now. I think I kind of feel excited that we like transitioned a few people to watch Smallville. Or transitioned, what is it?
You did it in the wrong order, but that's okay.
No, it's good.
Because I'm sure it's definitely like watching Smallville is kind of like slumming
now.
It compared to
Arrow.
Compared to Arrow.
So great.
Although if you watch an episode of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then you watch an episode of Smallville, it's probably
you gotta do the burns. Burn on the S.H.I.E.L.D. One per episode of Arrow.
Apparently S.H.I.E.L.D.'s getting better, yeah. But I'm 7 episodes behind, so yeah, I wouldn't know.
This is cute. So Felicity is working out or punching things. Or trying to work out, I guess.
Yeah. Or like them. And yeah. But Sarah, like, she's literally just trying to help. Like,
mm-hmm.
She's just,
yeah.
Coming in and saying, yeah. like do these things.
And going, and like us. So she's comparing herself yeah. to Felicity, which I think is really cool. And this, like, catching on to something without, like, getting rid of it. She says, are you okay yeah. there? She's not going to let it go, right? She's really going to, what are you wearing? That's sort of, sorry, I missed that the first time when he asked what she's wearing. Anyways, NSA watch list. So what is she doing exactly? Looking up who the guy that was dead, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, we talked over the idea of what they stole was that key code thing, right?
Which was a concept from season one.
From, oh, really? I
don't yeah, know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a thing from season one that the research and development
was doing,
was working on. That I don't remember if they used it
I was
in an episode.
I don't remember them talking about
but
that.
But they shut it down. They, right. they shut down
oh, okay.
the project.
So oh man!
Cord Industries obviously picked it
awesome
up.
Awesome for them to come in. So here we've got the plane crash back on the island, and they were worried. I think they thought the guy was dead, and he's not. He is awake. Yeah, there's really not. They sort of just. This is such an interesting thing for them to do a full like island thing dedicated to this guy that crashed on the island. I just feel they're setting up Sin to be a really important character or a really important backstory to this because yeah. I never once questioned. How Sin
what
knew
their
her,
connection
right?
Was.
I never, I was like, it wasn't something I cared about, really. And now I'm like, oh, I guess I'm supposed to care about that in a many, a really important way.
It is a little coincidental that yeah. that plane crashes on the island and it, well, not yeah. crashes, I mean, it was shot out of the
yeah,
island
yeah.
by Ivo, but that he happens to be from Starlink City.
Yeah,
but
so it's.
Anyways.
Small world. It'll be interesting. We'll see what that goes. So here we have Detective Lance trying to bond with Laurel. Asking for a family dinner, right?
Yeah.
And Laurel's still in her sort of funk, right? So she's got a little bit... I guess she's still unemployed, hey? Doesn't
yeah.
seem to be doing much to deal with that, just reading a lot of books.
She it's must have good keeping, insurance.
Keeping her brain active. Yeah. She still has a really nice apartment. So this is interesting. He's talking about his wife, right? He's so cute. I love... There's, like, two different sides of Detective Lance, and I always
yeah.
forget that he's, like, a little teddy bear sometimes. And I'm like, oh, you're so cute, and you, like, love people. And that's awesome. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of... like, we saw in that... In the last episode, that the with the flashbacks mm-hmm. to the, when they were a happy family.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was a very
yeah,
different
that was awesome.
Person.
Yeah.
And there's a little
yeah.
bit of that shining through.
Yeah.
In this episode.
How awesome is it that he's DC 52? That's really awesome. I just keep using it. I totally missed that the first time. So Laurel's going to have dinner with everybody, or invite everybody to her house, which is cool. Where's her mom staying right now? Just, like, at a hotel? Because that's odd. I never
Where's Sarah really staying? Like,
yeah. Fair enough.
I don't think it's important, but...
Okay. Fair enough. So this is the device, right? They're using the device now?
Yeah.
To break into the bank. In 90 seconds. This is the part that I think that they released a scene beforehand or whatever. This is the scene that I saw beforehand that they were...
Oh, I didn't end up watching it.
Yeah, it was just this section and then for her showing up or whatever saying, you don't know, there's two of us. I don't know if I like watching things like that because then it ruins sort of an important part for me where I was like...
It depends. Some weeks they'll do a preview clip and it'll be a really great... It'll be like from the beginning of the episode
right,
or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But other times they'll do it, and yeah, it'll kind of take away from a moment yeah. in the episode.
Like it was this; it showed this whole section all up until the what it was that was going to happen. Whatever, I don't know. I mean, fun. Oh, cute earrings. Felicity always has the best earrings. The little flowers. Anyways, so what we have a bus rushing towards a. Train, and I didn't understand how this was going to happen, and then I was like, oh, of course, he's going to not put the train things down, right? Which is cool. And there's two of them. So now, what does she do? She throws her... What is that? Just like a stick that she threw at him? So
it's her staff.
Oh,
it separates
right, okay.
into two collie sticks.
They're really useless against guns. Like, they just, like, are really... I just feel like they got owned this week. Because of all of the machine guns.
I think Oliver's a little bit better with the bow. Like that's a little bit more.
To deal with it.
Yeah, it's a little bit more even useful ground,
from far away, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, she definitely does have a bit of a disadvantage just having a stick.
She wears a wig when she goes out, hey?
Yeah. Which is interesting because she already has long blonde hair. But it's like a subtle difference that maintains her identity.
Anyways, this is cool how Ollie stopped the bus.
Yeah.
By like just in the nick of time.
But so. like that's pretty like normal superhero.
Yeah.
Right? Of like sitting on the bus. And I thought like that's really cool. That's one of his first like regular superhero.
Oh, that's true actually. Because it was odd that he's like just sort of like looking
thing, right?
Yeah, it is. That he saved just general people from a thing.
Yeah.
That's
we're just
really
fast forwarding
cool.
through some commercials.
Oh, I didn't really think about that.
That Heart of Dixie commercial where you were very surprised to find out that Heart of Dixie
he's
is still on.
I don't know. I feel like
there are
like
some very dedicated fans of Heart of Dixie.
Yeah, I believe.
I know why.
I'm sure
she's in the other room.
Is there really? I was just like,
well, she's Rachel Bilson.
Yeah, Rachel Bilson's great. I feel like maybe I would like it. It's one of those shows that maybe I'll watch in 5 years and be like, this is great. I'll just marathon the whole thing. But right now, it's not part of my regular viewing habits. There's a few different. I don't know. I need to get some more shows in my viewing habits. So back in the Verdant, right? Watching Clock. Oh, right. Her little comment here about the nickname comes up with immediate. Or
yeah. How they've nicknamed him the Clock King.
Yeah. Which is cool.
I don't know why they've nicknamed him the Clock King.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows that clocks are his thing.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, because no, he stabbed him with a clock thing. Right?
With the. Oh, yeah.
With
the
whatever they're called. There you go. That's what it is. I'm going to go use the little blonde room. I didn't really get that or why it was like...
Because she's a blonde.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure.
I like that it's a bit of a throwaway line that they... it seemed like a wasted... No, it didn't seem like
bartender?
It. It was pretty obvious.
It was really obvious.
They
were like, I wonder
but
who's
going
like to get a job
working
in Verdant.
They planted the seed and then
they
pulled
good.
It back later
they
on.
They used it immediately. It was just good. It's awesome. And he's calling her Speedy, which is interesting. Sophia is... being reinforced a lot this year as Speedy.
Yeah.
They sort of, I think it's their back on sort of track for what they were going to do with him. He does Indignant really well. I feel like where he's like, oh, I have to deal with this right now.
I don't think that he wants to be a vigilante running around risking his life every day.
True.
I think he'd much rather have a simple, happy life.
Yeah.
But
so here Sarah's being awesome and... she studied genetic blood anomalies, which is kind of interesting, that throwaway line. But that's exactly... look at this! Diggle just noticed and came and walked over to her. How cool is that? That he just saw Felicity sort of responding?
Yeah, it's almost like he's kind of keeping an eye on her and observing a little bit more than normal.
Yeah, what she's like. I just think it's really interesting because he doesn't say anything. It was just a blocking thing and it was really great.
Yep.
Anyways, so them two working in tandem, this works really awesome, that they didn't have to send the blood out to a lab or anything, that just finding out he has McGregor syndrome was such a great, I don't know, I just think that they work
which
really
you
well.
Pointed out,
is what, that's the one thing
has.
I know, it was from, what is it, Batman and Robin, which I watched that movie a ton when I was little, and then when I grew up, everybody was like, Batman and Robin's the worst Batman movie, I was like, it was the only Batman movie I watched when I was younger.
It really is quite bad.
I love it, though. Like,
no,
because it was part of my childhood.
Okay, I will fix Mr. Freeze's character for you in one concept, okay? The reason, because he makes all the bad jokes, right? He's constantly making the bad puns.
Yeah.
But what you have to remember is that he's not a supervillain first.
Oh.
He's a scientist.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's a nerd.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So if you were a nerd and you got ice powers, you'd probably make stupid puns all the time, too. Like, he's not trying, like, he is trying to be cool, but he can't, because he's just a dork.
That's awesome.
Like, he's a science geek.
Awesome.
So it actually
it
fits
that
really
actually does.
Well
that's,
with this
that's
character.
Good. I'm gonna go. You know, I'm gonna go home and rewatch that. Show.
That's my headcanon for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I like it.
The bodybuilding I can't quite explain, but
we talked over the what's happening. They're just tracking down Talkman, right?
Yeah,
and
he's tracking back through their signal,
which is so great.
In order to
it's,
get into their network.
Yeah, this is really cool. I want to see what all those photos are. I wonder if there's like if anybody freeze framed all of those images and see if there's any. I'm sure there's got to be at least one photo in that montage of photos. That's a cool something.
That's something, yeah. There's a bunch of, like, clock faces and stuff in it, but...
Yeah. So this is... So did he actually find them, or did he just track it back?
I think he just...
He just planted a virus, right? Yeah. So it wasn't actually that detrimental, right? But just, like, knowing that they have a thing.
Well, I think he's just trying to delay them, right?
Yeah,
like, he's just trying to...
That's so true, because all he wants is the money,
He
right?
just wants the money.
Yeah.
He's not a career criminal.
Right,
he just
wants a bit of money.
Doing that. We kind of talked about the McGregor's thing, but it's so that he can...
Pay for his sister.
Pay for his sister's... She needs a lung transplant.
Fibrosis, right? Oh, another commercial for another science fiction-y thing. The 100
or
whatever?
This one? Yeah, the 100.
Which, I don't know. It seems...
Which looks pretty bad.
I don't know. When you compared it to Lord of the Flies, I started to question... whether or not I would watch it. But, I don't know. Maybe I'll give it a shot. If anybody's watching that, let me know if it's worth watching.
It's just a bunch of pretty teenage-ish people punching things and mutated animals.
Sure. And now we're back on Felicity going through her stuff. Or the blown up...
It's fried. Yeah, everything's all fried.
Yeah. So this is cool that she sort of talks her through her... it's good. She has a good way of saying exactly what happened, which is kind of cool. In a way that makes it work. The idea of, like, what happened to the system. Because I was like, what happened? Everything just blew up. I don't understand how that happened. So anyways, here they're going to set a trap for Clock King because he needs more of his money. I love that he can just liquidate a whole bunch of stock and put it in a... Like, that just seems... That's just that Ollie is really rich. And that's insane.
It seems like a bad idea, though, because I thought that the whole point was that, like, their stock was what maintained their controlling share. So
I think, that too. Yeah.
I think we're going to ignore that for a moment and do this.
Yeah, right?
But
I feel like it's going to be, but it's useful. Like, I think that maybe that, like, wouldn't that have a huge problem or impact on how, because we haven't seen Isabella Rochev in a while.
No, it should, but I don't think it's going to.
Okay,
I think, because it's not really talked about, like, I think they would have done more with it in this episode if that was actually the case.
Right. So Sarah's asked Ollie to go to dinner with the family. And this was, I think there was a few photos circling of this as well, of him at dinner.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I'm kind of like, how is that going to work out? And I like how they sort of...
And it didn't. It doesn't work out. It's not going to work out.
Yeah. I just love that Felicity jives at him in really great ways. And they just, like, have a great relationship. I really like Felicity and Ollie. And that they're able to maintain it.
Oh, I like that Diggle's just as little help as Oliver. But she just wants Oliver out of there.
Yeah. So, here she's sort of talking down to herself. And she does such a good job. I really like her as an actress. Emily Brett Rickards sort of. But this is what you were talking about, right? This sort of... You said, I ship this!
That moment right there, the look that Diggle gives her there is not, you're my friend. It was, I care about you. Right? And now, yes, like, this is... I'm sure there's already a word for it. What?
Delicity?
Fliggle?
Fliggle. Fliggle! 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 That's a good one!
Fliggle?
Fliggle! I like it. I feel like ships that you have a hard time not laughing when you say their name is going to be hard, though. Fliggle.
Fliggle.
I feel as though. But that's probably what it is. So, let's see if there's other people. There's got to be other people that ship them. But I don't think we were given reasons to until this episode, ever.
No. They were always just kind of, like, on either side of Oliver.
Right.
Right? Then in this episode...
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it before, but in this episode, they kind of just removed Oliver from the situation.
Yeah.
And it was just the two of them all of a sudden, right?
Yeah, which was new and interesting.
Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. I think that could be a very
interesting
road to go down. I think it would be really cool if they downplayed it, and rather than it being a big romantic storyline, that if it just kind of developed over time, and that at some point Oliver walks in on them, and it's like, oh yeah, this has been happening for a while.
That would
and
be
like, we knew, but he didn't.
Yeah. Oh, that would be cool! It was just a thing. Anyways, this is the greatest joke or thing in the whole... A little kitchen incident. I guess that's what happened when you haven't used an oven in 6 years. It's just so...
But he's, like, so weird and, like, awkward. And,
I just love Detective
Lynn. Like, weird dad about it.
I know. Because he is. So she's a teacher at Central City University. Central City is... Flash, right?
Yeah.
They're using that a lot. I like it. Crossover.
Well, you remember the last season when she showed up for that one episode when she left. She said, going back to Central City. I'll be there in a flash.
Oh, right. Yeah, that was the setup.
It's interesting, though. Like, she might be one of the connecting threads.
Yeah, they'll send her really back cool.
to Central City, and she might show up on the...
Which would be really cool.
They're currently filming the pilot right now.
Nice. Yeah.
Stephen Amell posted a picture, I believe, over by Beresford Studio of their crew park signs.
No way, they're filming here?
Yeah. They film over at Beresford sometimes.
Sweet. That's exciting.
It had OQF, which is the Oliver Queen Foundation, and it's a green arrow.
Oh, nice!
To point to Crew Park, and then underneath it is a pink arrow that says Central.
Nice. Well, that's exciting. I will have to check out that. Anyways, lots of scoffing happening at this dinner table right now.
We're talking over the drama part of the show,
which we often talk over. But Detectives Lance no longer. Feeling that he can have a relationship with Dinah because she's not going to live here anymore.
Well, she's got a relationship already. She's with somebody back in Central.
Ooh, that maybe is connected to the Flash. That's
what I'm thinking.
Sweet. Anyways, and then we have Laurel finding out about Ollie and Sarah. That would be interesting, if she's got a relationship, because we didn't say who she had a relationship with. Interesting. I like this thread. She's here anyways. So she's just filming. Okay, back on the island. You were really quick on this, and I... Kudos for that. When he picks up the picture of the daughter.
I started doing the math. He says she's 12, and I went 12, 5, 6 years. I mean, I guess at this point it's 4 years. So that makes her 16.
Yeah.
Right? So, I was doing the math in my head, and I was like, 16? What character? It's not...
Can't be... It's not... Yeah, it's like, who can it be?
Oh, that's who it is.
Yeah.
It was like, I just kind of went through it of like, who could it be? Who could it be?
Which is great.
Because at first I was like, maybe this is like Felicity's dad or something.
Yeah, or something weird or whatever. Yeah, like you don't know who it is.
Because of that connection with Sarah and Felicity in this episode that maybe they would reconcile over that.
Yeah.
But that would be a really big coincidence.
Yeah, that would be huge. I think it's good the way that they went. And then this is one of the best scenes I think that Stephen Amell has had
This is one of the best scenes in the entire series.
Yeah. So Ollie and Laurel. And it's so funny because before the episode started, I sort of was going, sometimes Stephen Amell has like the same sort of tone in a lot of his stuff and that nuance is missing. But not really. He does do nuance really well. But this scene had so much depth to it that was just really... I don't know.
I think it was either this episode or the next episode. I think it might be the next episode that they were filming while we interviewed him. But when we talked to him, he did talk about, he seemed really jazzed about, what he was doing.
Right.
The stuff that he'd been doing, the performance. And it was, the way that he was talking about it was that he was getting to do new stuff.
Right.
With the character.
Yeah, which is cool.
And so when we see this and you put it into context...
That makes a lot of
sense. Just think, he was filming this, a week before we talked to him. Sort of place that in time. Because this is definitely the most emotional that he's gotten.
Yeah.
This is the most... Yeah. broken down mm-hmm. he's been.
Yeah. Without him being, in that weepy, Tommy's dying stage, right? But it being, a genuine emotional difference, but this idea that he's, at the edge of his rope, where he... which is beautiful. I think, did he say it already? The idea that I've loved you for... Or whatever.
Maybe I've loved you for half of my life.
I love you for half of my life, and I'm, that's just, such a beautiful... I think, he says it right now. I have loved you for half of my life. I just think it's just... It's just, a beautiful, and, how she sees that... And recognizes what that relationship is, I think, is really interesting. And I think it's really meaningful. And I really anyways, it's great. And see him wiping away those tears? That is brilliant.
That's a subtle choice that an actor makes that really sells it. Because it's like he was holding it together and holding it together.
Yeah.
He said that, turned around, and the tears were in his eyes. And he wipes them away before he goes back inside, right?
It's brilliant.
That's great.
Love it.
That's what separates a good actor from a great actor, yeah. right? Like, yeah. from putting you into that,
yeah.
into that level is making right. choices like that.
Yeah.
From the 90210 to the era levels, let's say.
And let's fast forward to these. Does anybody watch Emma Approved? Because there was a guy in the commercial for the Verizon phone that was from Emma Approved, and I was like, hey, Alex Tyler! It's good. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know if we've ever brought up Nerd Fighters.
Nerd Fighters? Anybody Nerd Fighters out there? Woo! Nerd Fighters! If you're not a Nerd Fighter, look it up, because I feel that
people, you are a lot of our, all of our listeners already are. They just don't
know. Yeah, you're all Nerd Fighters. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
But anyways, Hank Green, one of the founders of Nerdfighteria, does a web series about literary characters, and he does one about specifically Jane Austen novels, and Emma Approved is about the novel Emma. And anyways, that's what I was talking about as we go through these commercials. Man, we've talked about so many things in the commercial breaks this week.
Yeah.
And now we're back to Felicity in the vault. Or the, what is it, Starling National Bank?
Yeah.
Okay. And her hiding. I want to know where this is, too. Or what kind of a, I don't know, it seems like an odd bank setup. Or, anyways. I love that Diggle just comes dressed like Diggle, and then they're in their full getup gear.
It's,
and I'm like,
it bugs me a little bit, because like, it's like, dude, put on a,
like something. Like, you get a mask, Diggle.
Yeah, come on, black driver.
Yeah, you need to be something, and he's just going to take her. I guess his job was to come take her away. It was literally to come drive her away and take her. So.
It'll be really funny if in Suicide Squad his job is to be the driver. Like, if that's
what he does.
What he was a sniper though, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So this is interesting. So Felicity is on top of him this time, which I really like. So she has her, is this the window surface? Is that what she starts to get out? Is that she's using? She always uses that thing
to hack,
her
surface.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is good. So the gas vein, which I kind of like. Everybody's useful in this episode. This is really good that Diggle goes and deals with that.
Yeah.
I just realized that this is our first, like, teamwork episode. And this is sweet. Him sliding down
so
the stairs.
Sweet. Yeah, coming down the stairs.
Man.
And then the bola.
Oh, just.
That bola arrow. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of gadget arrows yet.
Yeah.
But he definitely uses the ones that he's got.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, I love it.
So, I just really like, this episode, lots of stuff happening and lots of people contributing in the things that they do well, right? Diggle can't do a ton of stuff, and he has a hard time doing this, but he can shut down that gas vein. I think that's really a great thing. If we notice, or have we noticed that Felicity's wearing yellow and black this episode? Is that a thing?
Sarah said something when she
got there about the nice jacket.
She goes, oh, I was cold.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But it is very much like she's trying to be.
But the thing is that Sarah doesn't really wear yellow. So Felicity's now wearing yellow.
Yeah.
I just,
but I think it's like a Black Canary
homage,
reference, right?
Yeah. So, and there Diggle has turned off the gas vein, so it's not going to blow up. And Ollie's trying to figure out what's going on. So they've now tracked down Clockin, or Talkman, or whatever, to this warehouse that seems to be very close to where they were before. Can we just say that Felicity's awesome wearing her heels and her, like, pencil skirt in this, and just saved.
And saving the day.
And saving day. And I was like, did she get shot? Because you can't really tell on that jacket. Which is great, but then you sort of do when she grabs her shoulder. I just thought maybe she fell.
But even after she's been shot, she still manages to take him out by using his own technology against him.
Yeah.
Right? The same virus.
Yeah, which is great. I love that she's so worried about killing him, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That her first instinct was to be, did I kill him? And he's knocked out. And then there we see that bullet wound, which I'm kind of sad that she got shot. I don't know, but I guess it's okay. I just think it would have been cooler if she was redeemed without having been shot. And just, like, it was just her brain. Or whatever. But let's fast forward and see the end of this, because it's the cutest, I don't know, this is a really cute ending for the episode.
Yeah.
With Felicity. So, all the action is done. And let's wrap up. Wow, they're really advertising Starcrossed a lot.
Yeah, they really want people
and
to watch
people,
it.
Yeah. And this is actually a good opening shot. So back to Arrow now, and sewing her up. This is like a cool pull focus shot. I like that. It's the team. It's all of them. I like it. Oh, I'm going back and forth. Look at this. It's great. I like it. This is so funny. This little thing about the aspirins between the two of them.
Yeah.
So cute. Oh, he's got such a good reaction. Anyways, I think that that's great. And that Felicity, I don't know, they're becoming a team in a way that they hadn't been before.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool that Felicity, and now Felicity is part of it, and she's doing, I don't know, a little pouty face or whatever.
She's a little loopy from the
oxycodone,
from
is that
the
what
oxy,
it was?
Yeah.
And then she gets her little moment with Ollie here about, oh, right, this is the thing about being your girl or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I like that they bring, you're right, they bring things up constantly, or we talk about this all the time. And that she's genuine here, saying she's not actually feeling left out, but she was just, she puts a word on it, right? That she was used to being his girl, right? It's not that she was feeling left out, she just had a position that she thought she had lost. So, anyways, I love this. It's my favorite line. I know that it's the same word, but it means something different in my head. It's so good. It's exactly how I think. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a good moment between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And I know that the Elicity shippers, it's fodder for them. But for me, it's the opposite. It shows me that...
Oh, look at Diggle's
but
face.
But that right there.
Yeah, that
Diggle
face.
Right there,
that
Diggle
smile.
That, like,
yeah.
Diggle's got a crush.
Jump on board the Figgle...
The Figgle train?
The Fliggle train.
Fliggle?
Yeah. But anyways, Elicity people are having a hard time with this, I think. But I think they're really helping and they're trying to heal this in the best way they can. I think it's working. I think they're finding a really nice balance between all of the different characters. And now we have, of course, bartender Sarah working at Verdant.
Which is all well and good, but she's going to be just as flaky as the bartender that Thea just fired.
Yeah. Or that didn't come in. No, she gave her notice, right? Yeah. The hour before your shift is not noticed. I thought that's kind of a funny joke. Can I just point out, how is it not weird that he's always there and then goes downstairs and Thea's not ever like, what are you doing downstairs?
What's down there?
What's downstairs? And
Laurel shows up. Mm-hmm. And I like that Oliver almost like assumes that it's for him.
Yeah.
And
I assumed it was for him as well, though, actually, when she first came in. I thought he was going
to
come.
I think we were supposed to. Like, I think that's kind of the way that they blocked it, right?
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That she makes eye contact with him first.
Yeah.
And then dismisses him. So that Laurel and Sarah can have a moment here, kind of reminisce a little bit and reconcile.
Which is good. She is not wearing pants. I just noticed that.
I think they're shorts because later on she's sitting cross-legged on top of that crate.
Oh, okay, so they're probably shorts. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm like,
cool,
it looks a little bit like a skirt in that shot,
right?
But yeah,
right. It's
like they're just very short shorts.
Yeah. So I really think that they're setting up Laurel to be redeemed.
Yeah.
Right now, and they're really going through. The thing is that, like, this scene, to me, was a bit extra, or superfluous, or I don't know what it was. But it was, I thought it was fine, and it would have been, but I guess she's actually mending her bridges verbally, which I guess they needed. But for me, I never had seen their dynamic beforehand. So, I didn't know what I was missing, I guess, and this scene's supposed to show us, I guess, that they actually were really close sisters, or, I don't know, just to me, I never really saw them as needing to be really, I just didn't think Sarah hated her, and that's the thing when Laurel says, I don't know, I think she's still getting there, she's apologizing for all these things, but when she gets to, she says, so please, what is it, she takes a really, really deep breath. And says, please don't hate me, Sarah. Right? So I didn't think... Did you get the idea that Sarah hated her?
No, but Laurel has a martyr complex, right? Like, she thinks that that the world's against her. That was part of the thing that... These are some of the reasons why Oliver didn't want to be with her, right? Like why he was sleeping with Sarah on the side. Because Sarah's more fun and she's more carefree.
She was like, okay.
Right? Whereas Laurel walks around like, woe is me.
Yeah.
Kind of, like I said, with the martyr complex, right? Like, everything's always going wrong. She's got to, you know, hold everybody together sort of thing.
Right. So here's the Sin and Sarah moment. And Sarah crying and Sin asking why she's not as tough or saying she didn't know she cried, which is interesting. So I guess they don't really have that emotional connection. But so setting up this idea of the sisterly relationship, I guess I just had never thought of their relationship or needing an explanation for it, which is kind of cool. I guess it's cool that we now have that, I guess.
I like how layered Sin's character is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at sort of first glance, you see her and visually, she seems like she's tough and, you know. Yeah. But then the more that we see her, the more you see, like, that's just the...
Yeah.
That's just the outward-facing part. And we start to understand why now.
Yeah.
Her mother died from cancer.
Yeah.
And obviously her father dies on the island here.
That was a great transition, though, too. It was a while ago, but the photo transition was cool.
Yeah. And so obviously she was alone, right? And Sarah shows up... to sort of fulfill a little bit of a promise here. Yeah. And it's an interesting storyline that they're setting up between the two of them. Yeah.
And we're going to find out how they're going to use that parachute next week, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. A way to get to the freighter. I would never have thought of a
parachute. This was super important.
This Laurel coming to the, what is it, AA meeting with her dad, right?
Yeah.
So this is great. I always forget that Detective Lance goes to AA as well. So it's interesting. I like it. The light in this is all really nice. Sorry, that's such a tangential thing, but I like the like warm oranges as you get to the end.
It's good. And then Oliver coming back to the mansion to see what's going on with Thea, and it turns out that Thea's not even there.
Yeah, Thea's not even here. I don't know what else she says. She just says Thea's not here, so she doesn't have any explanation about where Thea is, which is...
Yeah.
I don't know, leading to that thing for next week, I think that would be interesting. Well, what's going on? And this whole thing, I was like, who are you meeting with in the middle of the day, and what's...
Yeah.
And then we hear his voice. I can't imagine...
Oh, and in the closed caption, it just says Slade. But, you know, we knew it as soon as you heard his voice.
Yeah. As soon as you heard his voice, I'm surprised that Ollie didn't know it was him, though. Or I guess he wouldn't expect him to be in his house, right?
He's supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
He shot him through the eye with an arrow.
Look at his face. Oh, this is so... Look at his face! Oh, Ollie. You're so not knowing how to deal with this. so good. Are we going to talk about the next time on?
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming up.
Well, the next time on is pretty much what we just saw.
Yeah.
But
he's got the fire lit, and that's a thing that we hadn't...
Yeah, so I think things are going to kind of come to a head on the island between Slade and
because I think he's wearing his mask, right?
Yeah.
He's pulling it off.
Yeah.
This is going to be the next episode, I think, is going to be really parallel, right, between the two of them. I actually feel it'll be a more island-centric episode rather than a
you think
modern
so?
Day. Yeah, because I feel like there's more stuff to happen there and that Slade's just going to mimic it on, like, when he's at home. But I guess they did a few things with Sarah saying that Slade is dangerous. I think there was one shot in the actual quiver where she was talking about him. That's a great... Oh, these are the great shots that him on the island. So he's got his mask, and there's only the one part of Sarah explaining what's happening.
Yeah.
For, like, a modern shot between...
Oh, stuff on the boat.
Yeah, aside from the stuff that's happening in that living room. So I feel like it'll be very much in the living room, going back with all the other stuff, and then just being mostly on the island. So... Because I'm kind of interested to see how that progresses, really, and where it goes, so. Yay.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what Slade's endgame is here in revealing himself now. Because it seems like he was working up to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it came as a big surprise.
Yeah.
Because we weren't dealing with any of that in this story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there was none of the brother blood stuff, none of the...
Yeah.
The Mirakuru, like nothing, not even on the island. It was a completely separate story on the island.
Yeah.
I think they did that on purpose. Like it was engineered so that we were distracted
looking
over here
at
everything that's going on with Sarah and Laurel and with the Clock King and Felicity. And like it was everything but the stories we've been following all season.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that's really true what it is.
So, for it to end on Slade revealing himself to Oliver, it's like, well, so now what's his endgame? Because I thought he was going to pull the strings from behind.
Right.
And that the first time that they see each other was not Slade and Oliver, but would be Arrow and Deathstroke.
Right. Oh, that would be,
So, This is very interesting.
I don't know what they're going to do. I feel like there's a lot. The thing is, I feel they've set up this week particularly focused on the dynamic between the team and the people that Ollie now has with him. Yeah. And I feel as though that's something that Slade might not recognize, right? You know,
although Roy wasn't really included.
Roy was actually, that's true. Roy wasn't at all.
He was in the episode because he was in that one scene at the party.
When, oh my gosh, I didn't even see him. Yeah, I saw him for maybe five seconds. Yeah,
he's in that. That's he's only true. In that scene.
Yeah. They're not using Roy as much as they could, hey?
I think they're working towards something.
Yeah. Interesting.
They're working towards something.
I guess because he can't be... Does he know it's Ollie? Oh, no, he does know it's Ollie.
He knows it's Ollie.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't know why they're... Anyways, I guess they need to work with the specific dynamics that they had with Sarah and Laurel and... Sarah and Felicity and Diggle and Ollie.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of dealt with Roy for now, and it'll come up later, I think, but now he's kind of sidelined, but anyways, I think that about does it.
Yeah, short and sweet for us today, guys.
Yeah, well, short and sweet, it's late.
We're going to go to bed.
It's late for us, it might not be late for you wherever you are, but that's it for us this week. You guys can always find us online, Twitter at Quiver Podcast. Facebook.com/QuiverPodcast. From there, you can find links to the Facebook page. The Facebook group. QuiverPodcast.com is our website. And we've got Tim over there now posting news on the regular, which is nice. So that's a good place to go to get all of your Arrow news. You can email us and let us know what you thought about this episode, next episode, whatever you want to talk about, mail@quiverpodcast.com.
Yeah, you can also follow us on our own personal Twitters. I'm at Akonkin, AKONKIN.
And I'm at Arkwulf, ARKWULF. And that does it for us this week. And we'll be back next week.
Yay!
Well, actually, like two weeks in a row.
Welcome back to the Quiver World without that hiatus and all that jazz. So
we'll see you guys next week.
All right, stay sharp, Arrowheads.